The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
Good morning and welcome to BizSense Beat. I'm Benjamin Dolly, and joining me this morning from Richmond BizSense is Mike Platania. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Ben.
So to start off this week, there's a new amphitheater, and it's cleared the way to move forward here in Richmond. Fill us in on what's happening there.
Yeah, it's the project that's been in the public eye for about a year now. It's a 7,500-person amphitheater that's set to rise right next to Tredegar Ironworks, overlooking the river, and it announced this week that the developers behind it and the city have ironed out a 20-year performance agreement for the project. The development group actually includes the manager of Dave Matthews Band, so it's got some star power, pretty big deal for the riverfront, and this agreement, it still needs the full approval of city council, but it certainly looks like both council and the mayor's office are fully behind it, and if everything goes to schedule, the developer said they hope to break ground this summer and have it ready for the 2025 concert season.
All right. And VCU's getting a little bigger. How are they expanding?
Yeah, so VCU Health has obviously been making headlines pretty much all month for its flopped downtown project that's going to cost the health system at least $80 million. But VCU's Real Estate Foundation quietly bought the Bookholders building last week. It's right at that corner at Laurel and Gray Streets near Monroe Park. Bookholders has been there for over a dozen years now, and VCU quietly picked it up last week in a $3.5 million deal. It's a little bit less than an acre, and VCU spokespeople say the plan is for it to eventually be redeveloped into dorms, but for now, Bookholders is going to continue operating there.
All right. And there's some big sports news out of Henrico this week. What's being planned up there?
Yeah, and the both pieces of news are at former malls out in the county. Firstly, construction kicked off this week on a new indoor pickleball facility at Regency. It's going into the old Macy's North space. It's going to have 18 pickleball courts, and it's looking to open this December now that work's underway. But the perhaps bigger of the two deals was happening at the former Virginia Center Commons site. County and developers are redeveloping that into all sorts of uses, one of which is a sports and entertainment venue. And this week, the county announced that the Atlantic 10, it's the conference in which VCU and U of R play, has signed on to host its women's basketball tournament there starting in 2024, and it'll continue into 2025 as well.
All right. And finally, this week, there's a new restaurant moving into Short Pump. What can diners in the area expect?
It's going into the former Kona Grill space at West Broad Village. It's been sitting there vacant for about 4 years. And moving in is an upscale chain of Brazilian steakhouses called, and forgive me for my poor Portuguese, Fogo de Show. It's a chain. They've got locations all over the globe. Closest ones to Richmond are up in Nova, and this one is going to be its first in the Richmond region. Unfortunately, it's unclear when it's open, but yeah, after a few years, that old Kona space is finally being claimed.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for this morning. Thanks again to Mike Platania from Richmond BizSense for joining me today. You can read these and other business stories at richmondbizsense.com. You're listening to VPM News. Thanks again, Mike.
Thanks, Ben.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.